everybody. As advertised, we are at Love Life Coffee in beautiful Laurel, Maryland, Prince George's County, live recording. Glad to have everybody out. It's funny because I did the clap like this in front of the mic, and everybody did the golf clap. You know what I mean? No, you guys can clap, man, a little bit louder. I mean, we've got golf DMV royalty in the house. Number one, we got Coach Lou, who's going to talk a little bit about, not much, but a little bit about the Vegas golf trip. We're going to stick to the golf, okay? Yep. That's all we're going to talk about. Of course, we got Sherman representing Chapelgate there. We also got the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce. Alexander Austin is going to join us as well here. Man, my guy Fossey. Here's what I know about Fossey. I've met him at Paint Branch. I've got the hat on, the branch.
Yep.
Met him at Paint Branch at the driving range. And that's all I know about him. I don't know anything else about Fossey other than he left work early to come to the live recording. That's cool. I know
appreciate
a lot about
that.
My wife. She's here. My sister Janice here. Oh, by the way, Coach Derek is in the house. You may know him from YouTube, Evol Golf. Known him for about a year and a half now. Never talked to him about the show. Never even mentioned it.
It's
a habit of yours.
It is a bad habit. Verb reached out to him because of the YouTube content. And I'm looking on Instagram like, oh, wait a minute. That's my guy. And it's like, how come you never told him about the show we've been doing for years?
Seven years to be exact.
Speaking of the show we've been doing for years, Sherman, one of the original co-hosts, of Golf DMV.
In the house.
Here in the house. And again, shout out to Magdalena and our friends here at Love Life Cafe, Love Life Coffee. And I believe weekdays, Monday through Friday,
happy hour
from
5 to 6, I
from
believe.
From 5 to 6. Mm-hmm. We're here for the hour.
Yep.
And we're happy.
And we're happy because we're drinking wine.
And so it is happy hour. So we got a lot of stuff we want to talk about. Number one, I don't think Scottie Scheffler and Nettie Corder are going to lose another match in their careers.
Right.
They just don't lose.
No.
And we're going to. Here's the thing about Scottie. And for those who are not familiar with the show and those who are, you already know, we call him Michael Myers.
Yes.
Right? The guy on the Halloween shows with the mask. Because he just chases you down.
Right.
He's methodical. As much as you try to run from him, get space from him, he's there. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you know, you think you got away. You ran to the other house. You're up the stairs. You go in the bedroom. You locked all the doors. You're in the closet. He's already in the closet.
Waiting on
you. With a knife in his hand. And he's going to take you out. So we call him Michael Myers. And it's funny because, like I said, my wife, Sierra, has been paying real close attention to golf lately.
Uh-huh.
And I cut on golf this past weekend. And she's watching the RBC. And she's like, wait a minute. Didn't they just do the Masters last week? Like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing again?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
She says, Scottie's in the lead. Didn't he win last week? Yes. Why is he playing this week?
Yeah.
Because he's Michael Myers.
Yes. Yeah, well,
he doesn't need time off.
In this case, Sierra, he's actually Michael Myers if he's already killed everyone. So he's just walking around
with no one to kill,
right. With the lead, because I think he won by, like, what, 5 strokes or something like that?
It was down to 3 because he bogeyed that last hole.
Right.
Now, was it
on the Monday finish?
Was it hole 14, whatever it was on that Sunday before they had to stop? So it's getting dark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He hits his ball in the water on the par 5. Yep. I think it was 14, or maybe it was 13. I can't remember. But anyway, he hits it in the water, and then he takes his drop, and he hits this impossible shot. He says, okay, I'm going to go pitching a wedge. I think it was from maybe 170-something or another.
Yep.
So ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Pitching wedge. But he's got to bend it around the trees, hit the slope, and drag it down to the hole, right? Mm-hmm. He hits the shot, of course, to maybe, 10, 15 feet away from the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the commentators saying, well, it's getting so dark. There's no way he should putt this from here.
Right.
He should just wait till tomorrow. Mark the ball. Putt it tomorrow. Uh-huh. It's too dark. Don't do it. What does Scottie do?
Don't worry about it.
He marks the ball.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Lines it up. I'm putting it right now.
Yeah.
Get this out the way.
Drops it in safe par. Mm-hmm. After hitting it in the water.
Right.
That doesn't happen to me.
No.
Y'all didn't have to say no at the same time. Y'all didn't have to say
on a good day, it doesn't happen to you.
Oh, it doesn't happen to me either.
It doesn't happen to me. I hit it in the water. I'm distraught. Mm-hmm. My mental is gone.
Yep.
And I'm listening to music the rest of the way.
So I fear what can happen, because this is week in, week out with him right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching the NBA playoffs at the same time. You can get into this situation where you have droning excellence, where Jokic last night had a double-double in the first quarter. Scheffler, I got some stats for you just to go over, how well he's playing. So it's, because you can take it for granted. And then when he loses or something, this is when the hot takes come out. It's like, oh, does he still have it? It's like, no. So, number one, for 47 weeks, in a row. All right. Now, obviously, Tiger has the record with like 281 or something like that. It's crazy. But still, 47 weeks in a row. When's the last time he's had a bad iron performance? It was August 14th, 2022. That was the last time he lost strokes to the field in a strokes game approach. That's the last time he lost strokes.
Unbelievable.
The LA Rams were the champs and the Golden State Warriors were the champs.
Well, that hasn't been the case for years.
Last time. Exactly. He leads the tour in birdies and bogey avoidance. So
right, because he had one bogey this tournament, and it was on the 18th hole on the last day.
Oh, I'll do you one better. So the Masters played 568 over par across four rounds. Scheffler didn't contribute at all. As a matter of fact, he hasn't at any point this season. He has not carded a over par round this season. His worst round was 72 at Augusta National.
So Coach Derek, do you hear that? He has not played over par in a single round, period,
in 2024.
This season.
Yes. Yeah. So I just wanted to put that in front of you guys. Mm-hmm. It's easy for this to just become routine.
Yeah.
Just like I said, I brought up Jokic's double-double in the first quarter. I was like, no. Well, I had to stop and be like, this is
impressive.
Well,
here's another thing. Mm-hmm. And talk about stats. Scottie Scheffler's caddy has made more money than Rory McIlroy this year. Because he gets a percentage of his winnings.
Right.
He is that's a big one.
Yes.
If you're going to caddy, you want a caddy for that guy.
Yeah.
If you're going to do FedEx Cup points based on earnings, he's in the top 10 of FedEx Cup points based on caddying for Scottie Scheffler.
So I think he's in this category. I used to make this joke about Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator when he was at the height of his quarterback.
I don't mean to stop you,
Vern. Yeah, what's up?
Magdalena has just walked into the building.
Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah,
Love Life Coffee. Woman-owned, minority-owned Love Life Coffee. Okay, go ahead.
No. So you talk about his caddy.
Mm-hmm.
I used to make this joke about Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator when he was at the height of the Colts, when they were just running everything and he could throw it anywhere he wanted. Mm-hmm. What did he really do? What did the what were the meetings like? Just, hey, what do you want to do, Peyton?
Yeah, exactly.
This is what Scottie Scheffler's caddy is doing right now. Just like, hey, it's 160. What do you think? I guess 8-iron?
You have to be involved. Say, hey, I would go 8-iron. I think your target is the tower there. And he says, well, I don't know. I'd go a little bit left of that, and maybe I'm going to go 7.
Okay,
cool. That sounds good to me. Here you go.
You got it.
You just listen to what he wants to do, and you carry.
I'm texting on my phone.
You carry his clubs.
So the last thing, because, again, we've been, you know, I mean, look, week in, week out, we got to talk about him. I know hopefully people aren't annoyed. The thing that's impressive about the shot you talked about, Club, was for those who watched the Masters, I began to wonder, what does this recovery game look like? Because we don't see it that often.
Right.
You remember the match? Fairway green. Yeah. So for him to hit, so when he got in that jam, I was like, this is probably where it's going to slip, because he's not usually having to operate from a position of being behind. Mm-hmm. Nope. He's got that too. Yeah.
So when this tournament started, because I was in Vegas, I didn't see a lot of the early rounds.
Yeah.
But I do remember seeing, I thought in the first round, he was about 6 strokes back, wasn't he?
In the first round, I think it was 5 strokes back after the end of the first round.
Yeah. Jefferson said, I do it on Sunday. That's what he said.
He's Michael Myers.
Yeah.
If he's anywhere
he
in the
down.
Well, remember, again, wasn't it Jordan Spieth years ago when he was still dealing with the trauma of his Masters loss said, you know, I strike fear in the hearts of every golfer when I'm in the leaderboard.
Yeah.
You don't. You
no,
do not.
No,
absolutely
no,
not.
No.
Scottie Scheffler does.
Yep.
And
you know what?
If he's in the tournament, he strikes fear.
He will walk you down.
Yeah.
Again, Michael Myers-esque, and he's patient.
Yeah,
He doesn't push for it.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't. He's not playing more aggressive than he usually does.
Nope. You know, he just
plays
does the same
game because he's banking on you making a mistake.
Right. And they
or
did.
Like Brooks Koepka said, you're not good enough to win this tournament.
Right.
And I am.
Right.
And so I'm going to play my game, and I'm going to win it.
Yeah.
And there's something about humility too. You just reminded me of something. You bring up the Jordan point all the time. Brooks, who I do like, you remember he had all those comments to say about like half the field, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, then he had his troubles before he went to live.
He tried to pretend like he didn't know Scheffler won.
Yeah.
Which was it the Masters 2 years ago that he said?
I think so, yeah.
On that Netflix
when he transitioned
thing, the full
to live.
Swing.
Full
yeah.
Swing, yeah.
I don't even know who won.
Right,
like, yes, you do. Because Scheffler's in your head.
So between
right now.
Bryson at the Masters this week, Brooks' comments, Spieth's comments, the lesson is just be humble in golf. Just exercise humility.
Yeah. You don't want to tempt the golf gods.
Don't try to get too big.
You can't beat
Scheffler. Don't say nothing. He just goes, like I said, him and Jokic, very similar. Just droning excellence. If you're not paying attention, it'll just go right by and you won't even notice it.
What Scheffler talks about all the time is, I have friends and family who keep me grounded.
Yeah.
They would love me the same whether I win or lose. We got a baby coming up in a couple of weeks.
That's all he talks. That's all he talks about. He doesn't even talk about. I'm the greatest golfer on the planet right now. He doesn't do it. Because why would you? Why would you tempt the golf gods when everything is going?
He's got Jesus on his back too.
There you go. Well, he did have the Bible open on the counter on the Netflix series. You know, with him and his wife. I'm one who appreciates having Jesus. You know,
Jesus on your corner.
You gotta have him in your corner. Won't he do it?
They say all the time.
Well, no, God is good
all the time.
Showing yourself, baby. I was quiet.
Lawrence is in the sphere of it.
Yeah, I was quiet.
I know the phrase.
I didn't know the
clearly
order.
We got that. Response. Didn't know the call.
Right.
The call or response. Yeah, I know the response.
You're the wrong one.
But the call is.
I was late that Sunday.
All right. So let's bring our friend Alexander Austin up to mic number four. Please give him a hand for the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce. Here, we got a golf tournament coming up on the way, I believe, at Oak Creek. Yes, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Tall guy, so I got to lift the mic up a little bit and adjust some things like that and get
good
your
evening,
mic
good
up.
Evening, good evening,
good evening. Got a nice voice, too. Talk a little bit
thank
for
you
us.
Very much.
Just say this. This is Alexander Austin on the Quiet Storm. I want to hear your voice, too, because you got a great voice.
Are you really going to put me on the spot like that?
Oh, I hear that? Wow.
He leaned into it, too.
Yeah. Even my wife is shaking her head. A little bit too much, though. He's got a great voice.
I appreciate that.
You're agreeing a whole lot over there.
Hey, it's glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about, before we even get to the tournament, about the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce. And for anyone who's listening today and maybe have a small business or know of a small business or a Prince George's County resident, talk a little bit about what the Chamber of Commerce does.
Absolutely. So, we are a chamber that covers the entire county, which is about 550 square miles, but we're actually the Prince George's Chamber.
Okay.
Right? I get it, right? Like, we're in the county, and there are a lot of county chambers, but we stand strong on Prince George's Chamber, right?
Okay.
And what we do is we really help the business community to really thrive, to continue to grow, to hire Prince George's County residents, hire residents, grow in industries, provide innovation in a lot of areas, and just really help our 13 leading industries in the county continue to prosper. And that's a lot of different things, right? Mm-hmm. It's partnership, it's collaboration, it's information, it's a lot of advocacy. I spent a lot of time at the county council building, spent a lot of time in Annapolis, helping to understand how legislation impacts the small business community and any business community, right? Public partnerships through large private corporations, connecting them to small business, which we have a lot of things happen. And we have fun, too. We have a golf tournament.
Yeah, right?
We have a gala. The chamber has been around since 1924.
This is
very, very historic for us because this is our centennial year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you don't get there by yourself. We have 761 members who are helping us every day to continue to serve the community. And we got a long way to go. But it's through partnerships, it's through a great team, right, which is here helping us to continue to do what we need to do.
What are some of those resources that the Chamber of Commerce can bring to businesses and entrepreneurs in Prince George's County?
Absolutely. So the most common, I think, scenario is always access to capital, right? Mm-hmm. I think every small business has that challenge. But yes. I think the main thing is, yes, once you get access, you get awareness. How now is it being deployed to people of color?
Because
those are two different conversations.
Right.
Right. So, yes, we want to provide as many resources. We have some excellent financial partners who have a ton of capital. But how do we now get small businesses over the line where they qualify for the capital?
Mm.
Right? Because it's one thing to have access to capital. From the chamber's perspective is, are we sustainable with the capital?
Right, right. Because we're not just going to give you...
Dump a bag on you.
Yeah, right, and then it's wasted. Like, it's got to be sustainable.
We want our businesses to thrive, right?
Right.
And make sure that they continue to grow. Because if you're not necessarily growing, then what are you doing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, now, how can a business be prepared for that conversation? Like, if there's capital that they have access to, how can they make sure that they are from the point of, yeah, I've got a business, to I'm ready for that conversation about capital?
Absolutely. So the number one thing is making sure that we provide enough information and resources so our businesses know where they are in the life cycle.
Oh,
right? There are like seven or eight stages of starting your business to exiting your business, which is another conversation.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're kind of right
which
in
way,
the start.
A lot of people want to go.
That's where you want to go, right?
I want someone to acquire this business for a lot of money.
But you know, it's interesting because that is a conversation I think we need to have more of, because if you can look 10 years down the road and say, I would love a company, whatever company that is, to acquire me on this day.
Right.
I want to work backwards to the day, and everything I do will lead to that acquisition.
Yeah.
Right. And so access to capital is impacted by that, because you may be beyond the startup phase. You're ready to scale and grow. Now there's a certain level of capital. Mm-hmm. You've now reached that point, and you have plateaued, and now you're at a ceiling. That's a different level of capital, right?
Okay.
Because now we're talking, hey, I need to scale. I need to invest in infrastructure. I need to hire
expansion.
People. I need to expand. Okay. And the other one is, I have grown too big. Now I need to acquire to multiply.
Okay. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so I think, one, again, it's through our partnerships, is bringing everyone to the table at the right time during the business's life cycle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we got this golf tournament coming up.
We got a golf
Let's
tournament coming
this.
Up. Yeah.
When is it? May 16th.
May 16th.
At Oak Creek.
Oak Creek
Let's
Golf
talk a little
Club.
Bit about this.
Yeah.
About this.
So I'm listening to you all talk about, you know, just all of the great things from these wonderful golfers. And I'm like, yeah, that's just not my game.
Mine either.
Like, but no, we have some amazing golfers that come out every year. It's always a great time. Great partnership with Oak Creek. We start around 8:00.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we're going to really just go out and have a great time. And you know, it's very competitive. Last year, my job was just to make sure everybody was happy, fed, mm-hmm. got everything they needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We keeping the smiles
okay.
going, making sure that, our golfers are just doing what they need to do. And so if you are available to come out, come on out. It's a great time. We have excellent food. Plenty of cigars, if you're a cigar smoker, yeah. I'm a cigar guy. And it's very, very competitive.
Right. As far as the competition, here's the one thing I want to know. Like, is there anybody, like, making sure people aren't lying about their score? Because we go to these tournaments all the time.
You know what?
And then you go in and you think, okay, I'm doing it. See Coach Derek. Because you go there and you're like, oh, we must have did, you know, pretty good. We shot like a 60. We shot a 51. Like,
right. You know
51,
what?
51. Like, and by asking if anyone's doing it, I volunteer to do it myself. I wear a Marshall hat.
Yeah,
I'll
I think
do whatever
you should.
I gotta do.
I think you should.
I'm gonna check these scorecards.
Yeah,
I'm gonna follow
it's
all around and make sure that people aren't lying about these scores.
Well, the competition, I can say the competition is fierce. So the only way you know, again, we got to fact check, right?
Right.
I think everyone starts out slow, but at the end, everybody ends red hot.
I love that answer. Very, very neutral answer.
Yeah.
It's because he knows who they are in the shop.
I don't want to call them out.
Yeah, can't call them out. You know, Ray Ron two birdies in a car, like, bro, come on, bro.
Yeah. See, what happens is you hear the stories. This time we're going into, say, hold on, wait on. Do you know such and such? Allegedly.
Yep.
I said, well, listen, now's the opportunity to prove.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Take the crown.
Absolutely.
Take the crown.
Now, is there anything about the Chamber of Commerce, the golf tournament that, you know, maybe in the last few minutes we didn't get a chance to cover that you want to let our listeners, you know about?
Well, one, again, is, you know, in light of our centennial year, it is one of our largest events. It helps us to, one, continue to pay homage to our members who have helped us continue to grow. It's a good time because, you know, business owners, we want to do something for them, but it's also open to our community as well. So you don't necessarily have to be a member of the Chamber. We want you to be.
Right.
But it is a great opportunity to network, to learn, because we have a very diverse group of community partners who have information or access to capital,
mm-hmm.
who may be able to help with other things. We have medical practitioners there talking about something that we will address with the chamber, which is health equity with entrepreneurs, right?
Okay.
So it's a lot more than just golf, but it's a way to commune and network, and it's just a good time.
I love it. Now, before I let you go, we're going to put you in the hot seat right now.
Okay.
David Trone or Angela Alsobrooks?
Ah.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah,
make an endorsement right now.
He said, all right, guys.
Due to the bylaws of the chamber, I am not able to confirm or deny.
So, no. Can I ask him a question?
Yeah, for sure.
Put you on hot seat with a golf question. In this tournament, mm-hmm. which part of your game is contributing the most to your team? Driving, short game, irons, putting?
I would say neither one, because I'm not playing. I'm actually hosting.
If you want me to,
now I may play this year.
Okay, I may step out and play this year.
Okay. So, but I have to make sure that, you know, I have a nice lead. And if we do best ball,
yeah.
I'm going with the guy who got the win.
Okay,
I want to say this. I do want to share this. We do have a Beat the Pro competition.
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Coming
okay.
up this year. So I think you know, again, if I get one of the pros on my team, then
look, anytime you want to get out, man, and play and stuff, just hit us up. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We invite anybody out.
Absolutely.
We use a lot of different things for screening processes. You don't seem weird. So
I dress the part.
I love the shoes.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you all. Thank you. And I love what you all are doing, man. This is amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Now, one more time before we have you, just say, you know, this is Alexander Austin with the Quiet Storm on Golf DMV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going to use that later.
How about I do this? Mm-hmm. This is Alexander Austin, President and CEO of the Prince George's Chamber of Commerce.
And you're listening to Golf DMV.
And you're listening to Golf DMV.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up. Unbelievably great.
Thank you.
Sorry, Lawrence, what was that?
We're going to have Sean come up, and he's the chairperson for the tournament.
Oh, okay. Come on, Sean Williams is the chairperson.
Yeah, he knows who's lying.
He knows who's lying on this course. Be careful there. We got a really janky setup.
It's high tech.
It's my fault, though. It's high tech.
All right, so Sean's stepping up. Sean, can you do a Quiet Storm thing, or you just...
No, I don't do a Quiet Storm.
All right, so you're the chair of the tournament. Anything you want to talk about when it comes to the tournament? And I love the fact that it's at Oak Creek. I mean, there's a really good cluster of courses right there in a part when you talk about, you know, Lake Presidential, Enterprise, Oak Creek, Enterprise. I love it. And Oak Creek.
You forgot Woodmore.
Woodmore.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to know somebody to be able to play.
Exactly. We'll get y'all out there.
You're on tape now. You got to say you're going to get us out there twice.
There you go. Live show, too.
And I love Oak Creek. Talk a little bit about the tournament. Anything we missed about it?
No, I don't think you missed anything. It's the goal is, right, is we talked about fear of missing out. Right. You know, you attended these golf tournaments, and it was funny because when we did our kickoff, it was more or less like golfers don't like to play in these best ball tournaments. Right, coach? You kind of want to play your own ball a lot of times. Yeah. Right. Because you're waiting to hit different shots and you're not taking it as seriously. Right. But what we want to do is with this tournament is to make it feel like that it's just a good time. Right, you know, like you're out there, you're having a great time, you forget you're even playing golf, right? But we want to keep it competitive as well.
Sure.
So there's going to be like different activities on holes when you pull up to a hole, things of that nature. We're going to have videographers, pictures, things of that nature. So it's just going to be really fun, and it's going to be a great experience for everybody, whether you're a golfer or a non-golfer.
Are you playing?
I'm not going to play.
Okay.
I play. I'm a golfer, but I think my talents are best suited, like helping, helping with the administration and you know, moving things along.
Right.
But I've played in the tournament before there at Oak Creek, and it's been a great tournament. My company sponsored it. We're members of the chamber,
right.
Shout out to Alex. We're really proud of him for being the CEO of the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And we've known each other for a little while. And I'm just like, you know what? If you need some help with the golf tournament, I'm here to help.
Yeah.
Right?
So your company? What do you guys do?
Fortis Mortgage. And so we're a mortgage company. So we're residential mortgage brokers based in College Park, Maryland.
Okay. We got the mortgage broker here and a real estate agent as well, along with the basketball coach and all things. So maybe there's got to be something that's talked about between the two of you guys.
Oh, they're at the top of the food chain, though. You know, they don't mess with us too much. They treat us like vendors, you know. Like
You did seem a little more eager than Sherman, did
Yeah. So it's a really good thing. And so golf is great. I heard, you know, we were talking to Alex, and he's like 72. What's that mean? I said, well, my man shot a perfect. He's perfect in every round.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
72. Like yeah. you know, yeah. A round is mm-hmm. is even par, right?
Right?
Most of the courses are 72 strokes, or and so. You know, just a Scheffler, he's balling this year.
Yes.
My man just won the Masters.
Yeah.
Twice, 2 years in a row, right?
Yeah. Won the Masters and says, yeah, I'm going to be at the RBC. I mean, and I'm thinking, if you are any of the other tour players, you're wondering, you're looking at the tee sheet, and you're like, wait a minute, why is Scotty here this week?
Yeah.
And you're upset because you know he's
your chance
probably
to win
just
went down.
Like, I'm not, I can't beat him. I can't beat him.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
One more question. So how do people get in contact?
Oh, yeah.
How do people register for the tournament? Where do they go?
The website. So they're going to go to PGCOC PGCOC.org. Mm-hmm. PGCOC.org. So you could even Google Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce golf tournament, and it'll pop up there too as well. You can register there.
Okay. And who was the young lady with the assist? What's it?
That's Tiffany.
Tiffany. Everybody give it for Sean and Tiffany. Young.
She's the boss. She's
the boss. Running things.
Thank you. This is great.
All right. So we got a couple of things we got to get to because LB was in Vegas, and we're going to bring Coach up in a second. But I got to bring Coach Derek up now. Come on up, Coach Derek. He was he coached Manny, my son Manny's PGA Junior League in Kentland, and he's got a YouTube channel, Evol Golf, EVOL Golf. I watch it all the time. I put my earbuds in. I'm watching it. I'm laughing. Yeah. I'm having a good time. And I think I'm caught up on every single episode. Like when I first found your channel, I watched probably like the first 8 episodes. Like just binge watched it.
Oh man, that's an honor.
I love what you do. And by the way, I speak from experience, man. I love how you are coaching kids and the care you take with the kids and the way that you are involved with them and the enthusiasm that you bring to it. And, you know, you care about golf, but you also care about the kids. And so just from a dad whose son you coached in the game, I really appreciate everything that you bring to it.
Don't make me cry up here, man. Come on. No. That's an honor, man. I really appreciate it. And it makes life a lot easier when I have a parent and a kid like yours. You know, he's enthusiastic about the game. He cares about the game. He cares about, you know, being successful. And more than the game, like just the all around presence that he brings, the leadership, the core values. It's an easy task to have someone like him and to have a parent like you. So I really appreciate it, man. It's an honor to coach and to help out in the community in that way.
I appreciate it, man. So Evol Golf. I'm sorry, man. What's so funny? Opposite of what you've experienced with Manny. Like he's not a leader.
He'll be doing a different show. He's doing a different show.
Yeah, I was on a different channel.
Yeah.
I was on a different channel. Have you experienced something else? So Evol Golf, which is Evol, EVOL, which is love backwards.
That's right. It's love spelled backwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And golf feels like love backwards.
That is exactly the purpose of it.
So what made you want to start this YouTube? So everybody subscribe to it, Evol Golf. But what made you want to start
Honestly, there's nobody that looks like me doing it. I haven't seen many people of color playing playing golf on YouTube. So I wanted to be a presence out there. I wanted to show, you know, someone who looks like me who also plays like me. There's a lot of people out there, you know, who are making their YouTube channels, who are shooting under par, you know, break 75 or whatever it is. Listen, I'm just trying to break 100. I'm just trying to break 100. And I'm trying to show, like, little tips and tricks that, you know, help me make it. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, I'm learning a lot of stuff along the way. And I'm just showing the county courses mostly. And I'm gonna take the show wherever I go. Yeah. So all it is just my phone, camera, a tripod, and a couple microphones.
Yeah.
And pack it up, and wherever I go, the show goes. So
it was funny. So I noticed the YouTube channel because, you know, I know Coach Derek. But then Vern found it.
Yeah.
I didn't communicate to Vern. No Coach Derek.
Such a small world, man.
I just don't, you know, and I didn't even talk to Coach Derek about this show.
No, you didn't. No. And we are still beefing about that.
And so, Vern, how did you find it, and what attracted you to what Coach Derek
does? It was the YouTube algorithm. Just putting it up because I watch a lot of golf content. And I saw a brother. I was like, it said something in Oak Creek playing. The card started playing, the autoplay. And I was like, this is probably a different Oak Creek somewhere else. Because same as you, there's like three guys.
Oak Creek.
It's like Black Birdie, him, and like Mr. Short Game. There's not many of us who are regular doing it. And then when I looked, I said, no, that's for real, Oak Creek next to me. So I clicked in and watched the whole video. And I was like, who is this? So I reached out to him immediately in the comments, like, yo, yeah, because you're exactly the kind of person that we would hope, obviously, listen to this show, but just to link up with, go out, hit, you know, grow the community of black golfers, especially in this area.
That's
where we thrive and and flourish and all that. So.
And, you know, I got to say, like, when I spoke to you and I spoke to you separately before I realized that you guys were, like, connected, your message was the same.
Okay.
Your message was exactly the same, is that, you know, you wanted to support a local golfer from the DMV a brother doing the same thing that you guys were doing. And I feel that, and I appreciate that. So that means to tell me that all of you guys are in sync. You guys have a clear message. You have a clear purpose. And I really appreciate the support, man. I really do.
Yeah, you got to support the content creation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Evolve Golf on YouTube. Please follow Evolve Golf. Watch it. You're going to love the content. Absolutely. I love the content. And we'll make sure that we have you back on the show and that we
get out and hit
with you.
Yeah, I would love that. I would love it if you guys came on my show.
Absolutely.
You know, jump on the channel.
That'd be awesome. I'm going to see my swing. You know, if you're filming, it might break your camera. But, yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. Right. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coach Derek, everybody. Thank you so much. And from one coach to another, we got to bring on Coach Lou to finish off the show. Coach Lou, do you want me to bring the mic over? See, I like to cater to Coach. This is my guy. Whatever Coach Lou wants me to do,
sit over there.
Yeah, I'd love for you to come over here. But if you wanted me to bring the mic over here, I would bring it to you, bro.
All right, LB, now the real show starts. Here we go. Here we go. Let me sit back.
So Coach Lou, we've been golfing together for a few years. He's always got a whole vibe, and there's nobody I'd rather have DJ in the cart than Coach Lou.
Yeah, thank you.
Put the speaker on. Yes. Whatever you do, connect his phone.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, you probably have not heard any of the songs, but you're going to vibe with them.
Yep. Yeah.
All day.
Because the music catalog is deep.
Great scramble partner, too. We haven't played in a little while, Coach, but you live in my man Mike's head. I think Mike came out and played with us at Enterprise one time.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, you live in a lot of guys' heads where it's just an outright gamer, like Jimmy Buckets.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, hey, those guys are 8 handicap. It's cool. Coach is going to beat him.
Right.
Because he's going to start talking trash. He's going to make people nervous. Mm-hmm. And they're going to start trying to impress him and do stuff, and they're going to lose. So
Coach is competitive. Because one of the things Coach does, the minute we pull up and we're getting ready to play, Coach says, so what we doing? We doing...
Yeah. We're going
to
do something. Yeah. I mean, I want to know.
What's the money game?
We're going to set the parameters early, so we know what's going on. And just thanks for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it. Just glad to be here with you guys. I haven't seen you in a while other than LB. We just got back from our trip to Vegas. Had an amazing time. And just glad to be here.
I only want you guys to share what you want to share about Vegas, okay? So let's talk. I know you want to talk golf.
You got notes.
Well, we're just going to talk about golf. We can't talk about the extra stuff.
All right. Move your mic up a little bit.
So we play three rounds.
Okay.
First day was three of us, me, Coach, and Rodney. The second day it was the three of us plus Mike Dunn. And then the third day it was us four plus Reggie Reynolds, who used to live here, but now he lives in Vegas.
Yes.
How the whole Reggie thing? Because there was a situation with him, but it worked out at the end.
Yeah, it worked out.
We played.
There's a lot of stuff that we can't really talk about on here.
We got there.
Golf was played.
There we go.
Good. Okay. So let's go quickly through this. So the first day we played Aurora Golf Club, which is out to a Red Rock Canyon.
Okay.
Out that way. Beautiful course.
Okay.
Great course.
First time?
No, that's my third
time playing here.
I think it's my third
Red Rock Arroyo.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I played there.
Okay. Yeah.
We played there all the time.
Yeah.
We all went
there. Yep.
Great course. Can't say anything bad about it at all.
We all went there?
Yeah. We played there. Right. It's beautiful. It's out toward the canyon. You see all the mountains and stuff. Golf was, the greens were beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember my... Well, yeah.
I have the actual scorecard in my bag here.
So
if I could get them, I can, but I don't have to.
We don't need to. We don't need to go about numbers.
I had a very nice round.
He had a good round.
79.
He shot 79.
What?
Very good. I shot 79.
Shout out to 79.
I'm satisfied with that.
Yes.
How were you?
That was a low round of the weekend.
That was a low round of the weekend.
Did you make fun of LB for playing on the upfront tees?
No, I did not. He has earned the right. We have given him that. He's earned the right. By his age, to be able to play at the forward tees.
And abilities.
And abilities. And we're going to allow him to do that with no penalty.
Okay. All right.
No penalty or pushback.
But to be clear, on Aurora, we all play from the same tees.
We did. That is true.
Okay. That is true. I shot an 86. Thank you.
He did shoot 86.
Good score.
Thank you.
I thought you weren't going to mention your score.
I wasn't until you
were 29.
So yeah, a great course. I highly recommend if you're going to Vegas, put that on your list.
All right.
The second day we played, which was Friday, we played Las Vegas National.
Tell me about
golf
it.
Club. Outstanding.
I bet it's nice.
Outstanding.
It's nice.
The good thing about it is really close to the strip. It's
okay.
Probably.
Where is it? It's right there. It's like 4 miles from the strip.
Really?
It's not bad. No. And when we booked Las Vegas National, because it was so difficult for us to get tee times this year for some reason.
Reggie didn't help out with that?
No.
There was,
we'll get to Reggie.
We'll get to Reggie next. Yeah. But I've played Las Vegas Nationals several times. Several times, and it's not far from the Strip, so it's easy access.
Yep.
But this time, the course was in the best shape that we've ever played it in. No, and even on Friday, when we were talking to our guys at Red Rock, said, yo, we're playing Las Vegas National tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They're like, the course is almost immaculate.
Okay. Yes.
And it the was. The greens were rolling.
Beautiful.
The fairways were great. Yeah. Everything was really, really nice.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't remember. The last course I could compare this to playing was probably about 12 years ago. Rodney and I played a course in the conservatory.
The conservatory.
In Florida.
Oh, yeah.
You swear
talked
about that.
Yeah.
These greens were
perfect.
Perfect. I mean,
not a grain out of place.
Not a spot.
Right.
Beautiful, deep grain, every single one of them.
Set up a plate of food and just eat on the green if you want.
You actually could.
It was spectacular.
It was spectacular. Take the burger back up.
Course was great. A lot of history in that course. If you watched and everybody's seen Casino,
yes.
Right? And the one scene where the plane lands in the fairway,
absolutely,
that's that golf course.
Get out of here!
Yeah. So there's a lot of history in that course. When I posted our pictures on Instagram about the course, the course DM'd me back to say they appreciated the shout out.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to work something out, so hopefully when we go back out next year, that we can actually do a full interview with somebody from the
get some sort of discount that a Vegas resident could have gotten.
Right. Yo, either the discount or free.
Or free.
Either one. We'll take it.
Okay. But yeah, so great. It was a great round. I didn't do as well that day. I shot 93. Just we throwing numbers out. It is what it is.
Was that day number two?
That was day number two.
Was night one long?
I forgot what I shot the second day, but it was...
It was better than 93.
It was better than a 93.
But worse than a 79.
Again, I don't want to make this about me, but we didn't start off with the right music.
Right. That's
we
true.
We did not
that's
start true. Off with the right
because,
music.
Because we had a new member.
Mike had showed up, and Mike
is younger than us.
A little younger.
Yeah. So the vibe's important.
Well, so. I wanted to give him something in his era. He's 10 years younger than me.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to give him something along his line. So I think we were listening to some trap music.
It was crap. I never heard of before.
I don't know. You know, that's not my era. That's not my thing.
Right.
And it threw my whole front nine off.
At what point were you like, we're not doing this anymore, Mike? Like,
well,
whether you like it or not?
After you made me pick up, after he made me putt a short, I had a short putt and he made me putt it. I made it. But LB made me putt it. I changed my music.
He got in his feelings too.
Petty, though.
It was petty. I changed the music. I'm a house lover. I love house music.
Yeah.
Okay, I put my house music on.
He was good.
And look, he stopped talking to us.
I didn't talk to anybody.
He shut down on you.
The first three holes on the back, I had a double, double, double.
Oh,
right?
Well, that's a reason
three
not to
holes.
Talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit, music changes. He makes me make the putt.
Uh-huh.
The last six holes, I par them.
Yep.
I par all six of the last holes.
You see, I'm not playing with y'all anymore.
Yeah.
Even to the last six.
I'm
done with y'all.
Yeah. At all.
He did his shuffle. He walked us down.
Yeah.
Come towards okay, so then the final day we played Painted Desert.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is where Reggie comes in.
Okay.
So Reggie and I have been texting, you know, for weeks that we're coming out.
For those who don't know, Reggie is a friend of ours who lives in Vegas.
Lives in Vegas.
Friend of ours.
Used to live here.
Yeah. Comes to all the trips, most of the trips. Reggie.
Yeah, we're out of town.
Yeah.
The very
Magdalena knows Reggie, right?
Right.
Yeah, we knows and loves Reggie.
Yeah.
We
all
used,
that's how we know each other. Magdalena, Reggie and I used to work together. That's how we all became acquainted.
Wow.
So texting Reggie all week, and so we're trying to come up with his courses. So I said, Reggie, since you're a resident, you set up the tee times. And I didn't think I needed to say, because you're a resident, you get us the resident rate.
Right.
I didn't think I needed to say that. I thought that was implied.
Mm-hmm.
I thought everybody understood that.
Mm-hmm.
Except Reggie. So, long and short, we go to a couple different courses, and they weren't available, so we...
Reggie, by way of context, Reggie also, when we went to Bandon Dunes, was the only one with, like, shorts and short sleeve shirts.
Yeah.
Going to Oregon,
on the Pacific Coast, where it's 55 degrees.
And asked us at the airport, how did you guys know what the weather was?
Right.
Well, there's a thing called the internet.
You know what I mean?
It's AI, weather forecast, Google, you know, anything.
The Weather Channel.
Weather.
You have a literal computer in your pocket.
Yeah.
Right.
You know weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a web developer. He doesn't look what's on the web. He just develops what is put on the. But nice guy. I love Reggie.
Coming to Wisconsin with us.
Yeah. One of the best dinners we had was in Florida. Me, you, and Reggie went to some pizza joint.
Yes.
We had a great conversation. Yeah.
He's a nice guy. He just you just can't put him in shoes.
Check all the boxes.
We get on the first tee, and he was like, I played with you before. And I was like, where? He was like, with Vern. I was like, oh, okay. And then he started looking familiar. We had a great conversation about it. We played at Enterprise a few years ago.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we've had a great conversation about basketball.
Talking about hoop.
Exactly. So
he played,
Reg, let's go.
College hoops at
Coastal Carolina.
He played at Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, his claim to fame is they got put out of the tournament by Michigan State with Mateen Cleaves. That's the team that beat them in the tournament.
That's big time ball.
Yeah, big time ball. Yeah. So Reggie's a nice guy. Like I say, love Reggie.
Love Reggie.
But I would never put him in charge of anything ever again. Without strict instructions, this is what you're doing. I need these things, these three things, the four things done in this order.
At that point, you should just do it yourself.
Well, because, but he does have the rate.
He has the local rate.
He just got to understand how to use it. What words to use when you're talking to the, when you're making a reservation.
You mean I live here?
Yes.
At the pro shop. Yes. Yes. When you're making the reservation. Well, I'm a resident.
I'm trying to get a tea time.
And that's it.
That's all he had to do.
Okay.
But apparently he, because when I text him, I said, oh, cool, we got the tea times. He was so confused that it was five of us.
Right.
And I said, well, just get a tea time, like around 7:30, and to get the next tea time after that, you know, two or three, three and two to make the five. Mm-hmm. He was like, well, how do I do that?
What?
You
mean like, literally?
Yes! He didn't understand how to make a tea time. Yeah. So like, dude, this is we up Nowhere Avenue here. So he finally makes the tea times, and then I'm like, great, he got him set. And because I text him, I went on the website, said, you know, 7:20 and 7:28.
Yeah.
He throws two tee times. So he did it. So and then a little while later, I get a text. And say, oh, okay, good. I got everything straight. But y'all can't get the resident rate.
Why is that, Reggie?
It's because he didn't specify. He didn't set it up.
He didn't set it up right.
There was no problem.
So Reggie paid the resident rate.
Right. You know, while everybody else was supposed to play. In his group. Everybody else, we with him.
Right.
And he's the local guy.
Right. And we all paid $140.
Honest Reggie. He was at the pro shop and he said, hey, you know, I'm going to book a tea time. Cool. Do you live here? Yeah, I do. But they don't.
Yeah.
It's almost like he said that.
It's almost like he had to go out of his way,
coach.
He did it.
Almost like he had to go out of his way to emphasize that.
They might have just defaulted to resident rate.
If Reggie was here, we'd do the same thing.
We gave Reggie the blues when this was the old
round.
We was all sitting in the clubhouse. We went in on Reggie.
So we know.
And then Reggie was talking a lot about his back. I think he was just cold.
He was just cold.
Another over to
something else.
Day number two.
Now, having said that, we've heard a lot about Reggie. What about Painted Desert? Is it good? No,
no
good?
No. Do not go to Painted. This is
You closed with the worst course.
Yeah, so here's the deal. I take pictures and I post all this stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
You will note that there are no pictures
of Painted Desert.
On the Instagram page because there was nothing to take pictures of. The greens were nice, but they were slow.
It was like putting on a carpet.
Yeah,
they were so slow. They hadn't been rolled.
They were beautiful,
and
they hadn't been cut.
Plush, like a great carpet.
Yes.
Okay.
But not what you want from your greens, though.
Yeah. No roll at all.
And the fairways were trash. I mean, I'm talking weeds. It was a bad municipal.
This gives me anxiety as the booker.
Well, just to be clear, there's no Montgomery County course right now as bad as Painted Desert is.
You think he flew all the way there to play it?
Right.
Side note, we were warned
that
Painted Desert wasn't in the greatest condition, which also made us feel some kind of way
about Reggie.
Yeah. Right. Again.
Yeah. He picked a bad course, and he didn't get us the rate. So he paid good money for a bad course.
And by not getting us the rate, he didn't get y'all the rate.
Yeah. But we had great company.
We had a good time.
Okay.
Now, Coach, let's talk a little bit about Oxon Hill basketball, because you coach Oxon Hill. What you guys talk about this past season, and then what you got coming up this upcoming season?
Well, this year we lost in the regional semifinals to St. Charles, who went on to they lost in the state championship game, but we had a really decent season. We were 13-11.
but I had a ton of underclassmen. So we're really excited about this upcoming season because I got four of my starters returning.
So youth, but with more experience now.
With more
rebuilding.
Experience.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Not even rebuild.
Oh,
but they went through it last year.
Right.
And we came a little short, but that experience is going to carry them over next season. Really, really aggressive about what we're doing this summer.
Okay.
Planning the map for Summer League and also the Falconer League over at Wise High School. We'll be playing there, and just real excited about this upcoming year.
Now, you deal a lot, too, like with kids who are, you know, playing in school, but then also probably have some, like, AAU stuff going on. How do you navigate that when you've got kids for the school and then they also in AAU?
It's real simple. Mm-hmm. It's real simple. We allow them that time to go ahead and be with other programs, the AAU circuits that they have.
Yeah.
And what's happened, the change that's gone on over the last few years, in June is the month that's dedicated solely for high school basketball.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's not a lot of AAU events going on during the month of June. And then is when I can coach. We can go to team camps and do some other things where it's solely just Oxon Hill basketball. So, and then I give them back to the AAU for the rest of the summer for those live periods when they're playing in front of college coaches and things of that nature.
Okay. Well, real quick, on that, I know this is a golf show, but it's come up a lot, like with AAU in the past, maybe four or five, the Stephification of it. Everybody wants to get off. Everyone wants to be a scorer. When you get them back from AAU, do you have to kind of deprogram them a little bit and teach them team ball or like how to, or
a little bit. That happens, but it's fortunate for me. I'm a veteran coach.
Been you know how to deal with
for
that.
24 years, so we kind of know how to deal with that.
Okay.
And we want you to go out and be the best player that you can be.
Right.
Okay, but when we come back into under the auspice of Oxon Hill basketball.
Because we're trying to win.
Okay, we are trying to win.
Right.
And if we win, you're going to win.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a total team effort, and we allow the players to be the best that they can in what they're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not able to do something,
don't do it
consistently.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to give you that opportunity to do that.
We want
to keep you. I have a philosophy that you should master something before you move on out to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be able to have a great mid-range before you step behind a three-point line.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not that you can't shoot that shot.
Right.
But, you know, are you a good shooter or a bad shooter or a good shooter that takes bad shots?
Right.
It's a different.
It's all relative in how you do it. So, you know, in growth and in maturity in the game has changed and evolved so much over the years that everything is looking different now.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, this comes up in golf all the time. Mm-hmm. When he said about, do you do that for real during the game?
And then you want to try it.
We played this weekend. Yeah, just a real quick story. Played this weekend at Falls Road. He had Jordan out. It was myself, Jordan, Mike. It was a good round. While we're out there, you know.
Did you get an invite?
No, I didn't.
He was out. He was in Vegas.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I didn't get back till Sunday.
Yeah, he got back till Sunday.
If I was the only one, didn't.
No. But anyway, so we're out there. Our buddy Jordan goes on a run, playing some good, hitting some good drives, getting on the green or whatever, and maybe a couple of pars in a row. And just like every golfer, the confidence gets in you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this thing with golf where you, like, there's a line of confidence where you need to maintain the perfect amount where you're not underconfident.
Oh, no question.
Where you're not true. So he gets out there, and he's been hitting the same chip shot all day. And then finally he misses a green, little right or whatever. He's over a bunker. Could have just chipped it over the bunker. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm going to take the 60 out.
Yeah, I'm going to flop this over.
I'm talking about over a tree. Skulls it across the green.
No way you can.
The drive was probably like 310, middle of the fairway, ends up with an 8 because he skulls it across. Then he's on the rocks. And he says to me, listen to me, he says, he's like, Vern, I don't ever hit that shot. Why did I think that I could hit it? I said, because golf told you because you played you played three good holes in a row.
Right.
You immediately forget about all the bad golf.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, oh, I can do
it's
this.
It's about percentage golf right now. You know what I mean? Making that right decision.
Do
I need
time.
A 3-wood? Or I probably could have laid up with a 7-iron and got 2 shots, that same shot.
No one went to be aggressive.
No one went to be aggressive.
Now, Coach, before I let you go, we played, I think it was at Lake Presidential. No, it was somewhere down in Virginia where we played, and I was riding with Coach that first time that I met you. And I played so poorly. I was a vibe though. I'm good company.
Yeah, you did. You were a good company.
I'm good company.
You were a good company.
But I was playing bad, and you were questioning whether or not I should qualify to ever ride with you in a car
again. That is
remember
true.
You said that.
I did say that.
But then we played at Oak Creek, and you was like, you can ride with me.
You
like,
made some progress. Okay. You know?
So my question is: the next time we play and we're part of the same like group,
okay,
can I ride in the car with you, or
we're gonna have to see. We're gonna have to put that on the shelf and table it. Situation.
Look, it's gonna be whatever you're doing on the range,
right, but coach, I'm just saying, like, I played poorly, but I thought I proved myself at Oak Creek. Like, I thought I did okay.
Yep, and to get invited back.
To get invited back. Not to be in the same car.
A rule can't be made.
To even be involved in the same round that you're involved in.
Not in the same car. We're gonna invite you back. But Claude, we definitely had a vibe in the car.
Yeah, man, I'm good company. You good company? I'm good company.
We had a good time. As long as I got my music going, we're gonna be in good shape.
My man, everybody give it up for coach.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up, I want to invite Coach Sherman over. He's got the Chapelgate over. We're going to talk a little bit about Chapelgate basketball before we get out of here. And by the way, another round of applause for Magdalena for allowing us to...
Yes. And the wine. Probably. I'm assuming this is on the house, right?
I'm paying for it. He's going to... all this money you got...
There's always one, man.
I'm retired.
I'm on a fixed income.
You can't do nothing for nobody.
Properly adorned, by the way, in a nice pink cardigan. It is spring.
Yes.
Magdalena, she's so wonderful. Love Life Coffee. So, Sherm, let's talk a little bit about Chapelgate, man. What's going on with your team this past year and what's coming up this upcoming year?
It was an interesting year. 2 years ago, we went to the championship and lost. And this year, we only returned one guy who had any experience. So, but we missed the playoffs by one game. We did play, got to play coach last summer at the Mount St. Mary's team camp. So that was
nice.
Okay. Yeah, so we keep up with each other. You know, we had a common opponent this year. Coach Lou, you know, I called him, gave me a great scouting report with I won't say the team because it's a PG County team. So
that's fine. But, team.
But yeah. Yeah. So we, you know, so we always see each other out there when at different team camps and everything. He said, I was just sitting there shaking my head. Same thing. We, you know, bring the guys in. We want them with us as much as possible. And then we set them free to AAU and then we bring them back. So we got some stuff lined up. Pretty sure we're going to be in the Severn. It's called Maryland Live. So they're bringing in kind of what DMV Live is at DeMatha.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll be playing in that in June. Bring in roughly about 200 college coaches. Should be there to get our guys out in front of them. So returning 7 of our 8 players. Mr. Everything just committed to Goucher yesterday. He's the only guy we're losing. Great kid. One of my favorite kids I've ever coached. Mm-hmm. So Julian Sabat. So really excited for his future. But, yeah, we're going to bring everybody back. Got two dynamic. Our JV team recruited the whole – we had 7, our top 7 guys were freshmen. They were all my guys.
Oh,
so they went undefeated, lost in the championship. Mm-hmm. But had a great season, so we got two really, really, hopefully Power 5 freshmen from that group going to make the jump to varsity next year, and we're gonna be good.
So one thing I love that you do ever since you got to Chapelgate was that you guys have this summer camp for kids where you guys coach them up and teach them. I mean, as young as...
We do 3 camps, elementary, middle, and high school. We sell all 3 out.
Just talk about, you know, just the investment in young kids at that.
Yeah,
at that
everything's grassroots. We want to get kids. Actually, Julian, the kid I was just talking about, started coming to our camp when he was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. By the time he got to high school, we knew we were getting him, and then he was just a phenomenal 4-year player for us. We stole them because we got them early. We sell out the camp. We max it at 40 kids. So every kid gets to play through the whole week. Mm-hmm. It's a week. It's $125 for a whole week. You're not going to find that cheap. So it's elementary school, co-ed, middle school, co-ed, and then high school is just boys.
Okay.
And our players help coach in the younger ones, and then high school, they got to be campers. So,
I was going to ask you the same question as coach. Like, just give me your general coaching philosophy on riding this line of individualism. Like, hey, you know, go away, put your good tape up, get your shine, but when you come back here, you know, some of y'all might have to, like, over there, it might be you know, 20 and 12 over here, I might need you to set some picks.
Yeah,
get
absolutely.
Some rebounds. How do you coax that out of them?
Yeah, that was a great question for Coach Lou. But culture is everything, right? Coach, you know, Coach can tell you he's been coaching that many decades. You know, it takes years to build culture. It takes one bad apple to ruin it. So,
yeah, true.
So we, you know, we tell all of our kids, we meet with every kid before the season and say, look, you're a starter, you're a rotation guy, or practice is your game day.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if you're 12, and a lot of times, let's be real, parents, you got 15 kids. The kids know, you know, one and two, maybe. But they know that one is not 15 and 15 is not one.
100%.
Parents think 15
is one.
Down is
That's
one.
That's what's crazy. The kids right. know. Like, the kids no, know. No, no, no. Don't put me in. He That's needs right. to be in.
Right.
Not me.
Right.
But the parents are like, no, put him in. But right.
Why
no,
am I kid
for
playing?
For goodness sakes, don't put me
so,
in.
Coach, I'm good.
We're
I'm
going just, to lose. Yeah, if right. I am. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's that scene from Remember the Titans. You got to play Petey, Coach. Right. I can't keep up with number 10 or whatever. But no, culture is everything. You got to talk to the kids. You got to meet them where they are, you know, and as long as kids know, look, if we're going to win a championship, we need you. We call it Benergy.
Yeah.
We need some bench energy, you know, during the game. You're not going to see the floor unless we're up 20, down 20.
Right.
But otherwise, you need to be active on that bench,
right.
getting water during timeouts. Yeah. And at practice, you need to be busting the starters' right. tails
practice
every chance you get.
Yeah.
Practice is your game.
Practice is your game
day.
This is when you need to show
up. Show me
and
something.
This
right.
year, we were so deep. Our second five, we were like, do we need to make a change? Because our second five was working our first five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of practices.
Okay.
But it made us better, you know.
Okay.
All right. But yeah, it's all about culture. It's all about
set expectations.
Talk to the kids. Yeah. Don't just bring a kid in. Hey, you know, where the kids should know where they stand, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
as long as they know and everybody's on the same page, we're gonna be good.
Cool.
There you go. Chapel Gate basketball. Everybody, Coach Sherman.
All right.
Appreciate your time, Sherman.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. One more. Let's just give it up for the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce, for Evolve Golf, for Coach Lou. You want to,
Magdalene? You would like to talk on the mic, Mike?
Because I remember the last time we would say Magdalene was like, "I do not want to talk," and we made her talk.
Yes,
but you don't want to do.
No,
it.
She
don't want to talk.
We're not going
okay.
to do it.
All right, well,
all right.
So offer has been extended.
Yeah, this is the least dramatic.
My contract obligations is fulfilled.
This is the least dramatic end to a show you're going to see. The show is over. Good night, everybody.
Good night.